Now, government and public servants are on a collision course after the Public Servants Association announcement that its members seems to be leaning towards rejecting its latest wage offer. Government tabled a final offer of a 3% pensionable salary adjustment for employees on levels 1 to 12 and the continuation of the cash gratuity of 1,000 rand per month until the end of March next year. We have on the line the spokesperson for the PSA, Ruben Maleka. Ruben, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Salam alaikum, Mohammed, and good afternoon.
How are you doing this afternoon? Okay, let's get straight to the questions. We want to know, what is the mandate from your members? A definite no at this stage, or is there a maybe?
Look, where we are right now is that members are saying no, because one of the conditions that make it very difficult for them to even consider this offer is that the employer says that come 31st of March next year, the 1,000 cash gratuity that has been a relief to their hard economic conditions, the employer will take it off, will take it away. And with that conditions, most of the comments that we have received along the mandate are saying, does it mean that come 31st next year, our life would stop? And that is why they're saying it's an unacceptable offer that as a union we must sign. So that's, therefore, we did not sign on those basis, or we are not going to sign it on those basis. As majority of members says no, we cannot accept such an offer.
Yeah, now, but the government has this argument that they're continually stating that they can't afford wage increases and there is an effort to catch the wage bill. What's your views on that?
Yes, they can afford it, but their behavior is different. If you look at it now, and I know the argument will say, but Reserve Bank is independent. What is making life a hell for all of us is that the Reserve Bank has been on a trajectory to increase repo rate on almost on a monthly basis. What does it mean? It means the public servants with this high rate of repo rate that is increasing, it means their debt that they have to pay through the loans, the houses that they have to repay, the cars that they have to repay will not be affordable. And it cannot be affordable simply because as the repo rate increases and what they have to repay increases, their salaries remain the same. So it would be better if government knew that they don't have money, that they make policies that would control Reserve Bank to stop what they're doing.
Yeah. The question comes about this. Public servants, have you lost trust in our government, in our leadership?
Look, it's underestimation to say we have lost trust. The trust is zero, is diminished, because unfortunately we have so much hope for public servants. But if you look at the past 3 years under the leadership of Ramaphosa, we never received anything. In fact, he has taken away even what we had in terms of that resolution 1 of 2018. So our lives are becoming more harder and harsher under the current regime. So as public servants, really speaking, we are worse off under this regime.
Now, the union and government agreed to a facilitation process which led to the latest offer. Now, did the facilitation process actually fail, and what's the demands that you have put onto the table?
The facilitation, yes, of course, the facilitation brought about this offer that we are talking about of 3% and 1,000 cash gratuity, which members have rejected. So all what is left now is government to rethink about this offer. And remember this 1,000 rand that we are talking about, it's really making a serious difference in the lives of public servants on a daily basis. Because we are talking about, if we have to convert it into percentage, 1,000 rand to lower levels is equal almost 10% of their salaries. Some on the high levels up to 8 to 7% of their wages. So all this means that if government is intending to take it away, you can imagine, it's like they are pulling off power electricity in the hands of the public servants. And most public servants would have a serious hardship to find themselves to live if they don't have this particular money in their pockets on a monthly basis.
So the final question that I have is, what options are available should we say that members did reject the 3% wage agreement? So what other options are available? Is it possible that we're going to see some protest action, such as stairways or something like that?
The only option that we are sitting with is government to go back and revise the offer. That can be acceptable. That should happen within at least next week, because the agreement that is being tabled will fall off today. And then if we can't find each other or they can't revise their particular offer, then we are left with no option but to give 7 days notice. Remember, we already have a certificate of non-resolution. So all what we can do is to give them notice for 7 days, and then there will be a shutdown. That is the only option.
Reverend Maleka, thank you for your time. Much appreciated. We hope to speak to you soon.
Thank you very much, Mohammed. Thank you.
Good evening. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's government and public servants on a collision course after the Public Servants Association. They've rejected the 3% that was put to the table. Let's see. They want government to go back to the board and come back with a better offer.